It's 7:15 on your Thursday morning, which does mean one thing. It is time to chat, not news. Now, in an election cycle, there is only so much room in the news to go around. Election's taken up most of it, and what has been filling up a lot of the rest of the space has not been great. And here to take us through it, Jeff Field is in now. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tess. On behalf of my volunteers in the 2SER newsroom, thank you for those lovely comments you made just before the news. We are fatigued. We feel like we've been in election mode for months and months and months. Not only did we have the state election, we had the Wentworth by-election. Now we've got the federal election. So, yeah.
My thoughts genuinely go out to the newsroom because we can at least, don't care. It's fine. You guys have to care.
All right. Let's get on to not the news. Now, this is a segment where stories that maybe shouldn't have been getting the amount of prominence did get the prominence in an election cycle. So it's a very complicated segment this week. Look, I'm normally a fan of a lot of the stuff they do on The Project. I think it's quite a good show on commercial television. There's so much rubbish on commercial TV. But look, they've been branded shameful and nasty for a segment about living on $40 a day to test the Newstart allowance, which depicted a welfare recipient splurging $16 on avocado toast. Comedian Sam Taunton also spent $9 on wine in what was meant to be a humorous segment called Dole on the Day on Wednesday night's episode. Viewers consequently slammed the show for mocking low-income Australians on the Newstart allowance of $280 a week, which has not changed for 25 years, by the way. This really didn't make The Project look good. How many people on Newstart watched this and switched off? Shameful, nasty, one person said on Twitter. Another said, this belittled poverty. Sometimes comedy can bring us together, but not if you are the butt of a joke. And so it went on and on and on.
And I think a lot of that problem as well, I mean, without the whole punching up, punching down situation, you know, okay, live on, here's $40 for a day. Go live on that. All right, for one day, I could do that because at home, I've already got a fridge stocked with food.
Absolutely.
I've already got an Opal card that's got enough money on it to get me home and back. But, you know, one day, give me $40 to live on it. Sure. Can I do it for months and months and years and years? No.
It's like a lot of these shows that have been done before about people living homeless, you know, rich people living homeless. They know in the back of their minds that they've got a nice place to go back to.
Exactly.
And they've got plenty of money. And I think this really did. I watched a bit of it. I think it backfired. It wasn't one of the Project's finer moments. And I think maybe if they had second thoughts, they wouldn't do it again. It's not particularly funny.
No.
Britney Spears. A pop icon she has been for since the first hit, probably before you were born, baby, one more time. I'm sick and tired of reading about, I care about her, I care about lots of people, but I'm sick and tired of reading about whether or not her dad put her into rehab, whether she's actually in rehab. And we're now hearing reports that she's going back to Las Vegas to kick off her new show. But then someone else is saying, no, she is actually going back into rehab. So I don't know what's going on with Britney Spears, but maybe it's just time to let that one drop for a while.
Oh, didn't she have a post only a week or two ago saying, don't believe everything you hear?
Yes, she did.
Saying, I'm okay, don't believe all the news?
Yes, she did. So maybe we should leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's what I want to test you on.
Oh, no.
If you're under 35 and on the internet,
yes,
tick, tick, tick.
That's me.
It's likely half the tabs on your browser are laser-focused onto YouTube's Beauty World version of Game of Thrones, the fight between James Charles and Tati Westbrook.
I was so hoping this would come up.
Now, I've got to say, all the volunteers who are, you know, around your age, a lot younger than me, are obsessed with this. I just looked at it and thought, what on earth are you guys looking at? And they've explained to me that this started with a massive fight between these two YouTubers.
Yep.
Now, it's in it to its fourth day. Now, people are actually watching the amount of followers that they're losing or gaining. There is a counter.
Yep.
Apparently, it's the James versus Tati live counter. If you go on to the... And you can actually see millions of people going from team... Tardy to Team James.
You had to check your notes there.
Yeah. Now, Tardy is a woman who launched a 43-minute tirade of poor old James. I don't really know. Did he deserve it?
Do you want me to give you the dot point summary? Yeah, here's the dot point summary. So, and I did have to look this up as well because I hadn't actually heard of Tardy before this, but James Charles he was the first cover boy for... was it Vogue? I think it was Vogue.
Yeah.
He's a makeup artist on YouTube. He does very well for himself. He's about 19. The gist of it is that he is best friends with this Tardy woman. She has a line of like gummy hair supplements that he wouldn't promote.
Right.
Great. Okay. Fabulous. Then they went to Coachella and he started doing paid ads for another brand's worth of gummy vitamins and got paid for that. And he had all these excuses. And then Tardy went on YouTube and made 43 minutes worth of video saying, it's not just this. This is the final straw that he's advertising my competitor's products. He's a horrible person. He's mean to everyone. He tries to, run around and convince straight guys that they're gay for a night. And that's a whole other nightmare kettle of fish. And he's a horrible person. He's a horrible friend. And then he's gone on YouTube crying. That's as much as I know.
Okay. I don't know whether I'm any the wiser, but it just seems to have consumed all my volunteers.
It comes down to hair gummies.
Okay. And they're literally watching a clock of who's losing or gaining followers. Let's leave it at that.
It's
so
great.
Obviously I don't think I do need to get more into that story at all. All right, we'll leave it at that. Now, here's some news that I think should have had more prominence. As you said, the election has been dominating everything. This is interesting. From San Francisco, officials there voted 8-1 to ban the purchase and use of facial recognition technology by city personnel in a move to regulate tools that local Silicon Valley companies actually help develop. The action puts San Francisco at the forefront of increasing discontent in the United States over facial recognition and other privacy measures. That's kind of ironic that this should happen in San Francisco, the home of technology.
If it was going to happen anywhere, it was always going to start off in San Fran, wasn't it?
Yeah, there we go. A delegation of Pacific Island nations have called for urgent climate action, warning rising sea levels will continue to destroy their home communities. The Pacific Islands Forum gathered with the UN Secretary General on Wednesday to discuss the issue. Australia did not send a representative to the forum.
Of course we didn't.
In a statement released following the meeting with the Secretary General, the forum warned climate change had become the single greatest threat to the region. Now, I've travelled in that area and I've seen Kiribati and the Marshall Islands. When they have a high tide, they are almost flooded out. And I dread to think what's going to happen in the next 50 years. But
we know what's going to happen. We know what's going to happen. They're going to go under.
So there we go. Look, so that was the news that we needed to know about. As for the Tardy James thing, I'm staying well out of that one.
I'll give you so many more details during the next song.
Thanks, Tess.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Field looking at me like he does not want to know any more of this, which I'm kind of hoping he doesn't because I don't know that many more details.